Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Bullying is now a well-recognized problem, but where should we draw the line between bullying and teasing? Chad Jensen, assistant professor of psychology at Brigham Young University, reveals how teasing can negatively influence a young person's overall health.
Children who frequently engage in physical activity reduce their risk for obesity, depression, sleep problems, and a host of other physical and mental health problems. Unfortunately, research suggests that only 8% of school-aged children meet the U.S. recommendation of 1 hour of physical activity per day. Children's early experiences with physical activity can influence their exercise habits well into adulthood. Previous research suggests that children who are bullied by peers are at risk for reduced physical activity. However, few studies have assessed children's experiences with physical activity-specific teasing. For example, during physical activity, children may be teased about their physical skills, ostracized when teams are chosen for sports, or criticized for their physical appearance when they wear exercise clothing. Past research has not examined whether effects of teasing on children's physical activity may persist over time. Our research suggests that children ages 9 through 12 who experience teasing during physical activity demonstrate reduced levels of physical activity 1 year later. Interestingly, although previous studies have generally reported that this association primarily exists among overweight children, our findings suggest that normal weight children who are teased engage in less physical activity 1 year later. Our results suggest that potential negative effects of teasing during physical activity may persist well beyond the teasing experience. Findings from our research underscore the importance of comprehensive bullying prevention efforts in schools and on the playing field. We encourage educators and other adult leaders to intervene if children are being teased during physical activity and to consider physical education classes and recess important domains for bullying prevention.
That was Chad Jensen of Brigham Young University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light.